Chopping Spree by Diane Mott Davidson. The recipes for the foods in this book will be presented at the end of the story. To Julie Wallen Kaywert, a black belt shopper, brilliant writer, and invaluable friend. Getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. William Wordsworth, The World is Too Much with Us. Chapter 1. Success can kill you. So my best friend had been telling me anyway. Too much success is like arsenic in chocolate cake. Eat a slice a day, Marla announced with a sweep of her plump, bejeweled fingers, and you'll get cancer. Gobble the whole cake, you'll keel over and die on the spot. These observations, made over the course of a snowy March, had not cheered me. Besides, I'd have thought that Marla, with her inherited wealth and passion for shopping, would applaud the upward leap of my catering business. But she said she was worried about me. Frankly, I was worried about me, too. In mid-March, I'd invited Marla over to taste cookies. Despite a sudden but typical Colorado blizzard, she'd roared over to our small house off Aspen Meadows Main Street in her shiny new BMW four-wheel drive. Sitting in our commercial kitchen, she'd munched on ginger snaps and spice cookies and harped on the fact that the newly frantic pace of my work had coincided with my 14-year-old son Arch's increasingly rotten behavior. I knew Marla doted on Arch. But in this, too, she was right. Arch's foray into athletics, begun that winter with snowboarding and a stint on his school's fencing.